Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I counted up, just kind of scanning, a rough scan. I think it was Friday. I spent like a couple minutes on the Alex Jones channel checking out the comments, seeing the great videos he posted. And I noticed there was over a million views just on one page of videos. Over a million views. And it's all gone. It's all gone. I mean, that sucker, in a year and a half, there was over 2,000 videos he'd posted. Absolutely gorgeous. Building. Instead of the average video, you know, getting about 10,000 views in a week, they were getting like 20,000, and he was posting like 10, 15 videos a day. Just bam, 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 bam. I mean, that is a major shot, ladies and gentlemen, right to our gut. But it doesn't matter. Because that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. So I ask enough respect and all the other great channels out there. I'm asking everybody, make a tribute video to the Alex Jones channel and all the videos that were on it, because most of them got cloned and copied, and to the censorship, mixing in with all the videos I've done about web censorship. And let's just expose YouTube as the whores they are and Google. You know, totally NSA-run. Mr. Steele, the CIA agent, has named names of the MIT scientists that set up Google. They're at the NASA campus. It's a total government operation. And they're busy phasing off the front page, the user videos, to just their few pets they want to promote. But we were still kicking their butts, so they had to cheat. You know, they act like it's about what you, the users, want. But that's not what it's about. And they're relegating the users now to sub-pages. And, you know, they're posting everything up on YouTube from all the old episodes of Gunsmoke to Star Trek and all the new TV shows, and it's going to be a Hulu tube. Instead of YouTube, it's Hulu tube, taking the U out of YouTube. And I know I said I'd cover the GPS stuff, but as soon as Corsi leaves us in about 55 minutes from now, I will go directly and cover that. It's just that, man, I tell you, I got the instincts, man. I knew when I was looking at that site this weekend, I said, bye-bye, Alex Jones channel. Because it's a good feeling. You're like, man, I'm reaching like a million people a week just over this little sucker. And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of YouTube channels that post my live TV show, the audio from the radio show. It's my radio show. And they blew it completely out the door. Just like basically burned down a whole library with pleasure. Imagine them as vandals running around with gasoline and the Alexandria Library just pouring gasoline and everything, giggling and gibbering with pleasure. And then lighting it afire as they hop around like barbarians around it burning, like, ah, yes, oh, yes, ah. Hey, New World Order, that isn't going to help you. And striking me down or suing me into oblivion or making stuff up about me in the media, that's not going to hurt the movement to put you in prison, you bunch of Madoff criminals. Hey, we broke the federal reports about how patriots are terrorists. We snuck into the Bohemian Grove. We brought on the big guests, the Willie Nelsons and the Charlie Sheens and the Jesse Venturas for 9/11 Truth and so many others. Think about all the work we've done. Think about all the things we've done. Think about the success we've had. And we've always, I mean, I remember in 1999, they told me for months, they said, stop bashing the New World Order. Stop talking about Bill Clinton. Stop talking about how the Waco people were murdered. You're off the air. And I said, my show's number one talk show in this time slot. You're paying me a couple hundred dollars a week. I make you all this money, and y'all treat me like crap up here, because the old general manager that hired me left and went to run the YMCA locally. They had this new guy in there. And they said, when they fired me, they laughed and said, you'll never be in radio again. They didn't know I'd already started my show on Genesis years before. They'd laugh about that. And I said, okay, Mac, we'll see. We'll see. Ha ha. So again, you know they're coming after you when they're shutting down your material, trying to block it out all over. And by the way, it's not just me. They've been banning anti-New World Order videos and other channels everywhere this weekend. I knew it was coming. There, tonight of the Long Knives.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now simulcasting the last hour and 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us today. Next hour, I will break down census takers getting GPS at every American's doorstep and how this ties in. I went and did the research and have the actual facts, and it is not pretty. We're going to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi here in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio/TV show possible. First off, it's made possible by PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, viewers like you. I want to thank all of you out there. Also, folks like Home Gain. Great sponsor that we have, HOMEGAIN.com. This is a great place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. It's a wonderful way to monitor the value of your home. There is a feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, they have a home sale maximizer that'll tell you on average what the most inexpensive home repairs or upgrades are that will increase the amount of a sale value of your house the most. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at homegain.com and visit their link at infowars.com. Max the orange gorilla on the right-hand side. You can't miss it. HOMEGAIN.com. HomeGain.com. And one other great sponsor, MySolarBackup.com. MySolarBackup.com. Cutoffyourelectricalpower.com are just fabulous, folks. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms, depressions, wars, whatever. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You can get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Their website is mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or you can give them a call toll-free, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, mysolarbackup.com. Okay, for the next 15 minutes, we're joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi here as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv with a radio show. And he wrote an excellent article back in 2007 at WorldNet Daily. We were covering it simultaneously here from the SPP documents that Judicial Watch and others had sued to get of the North American Union body. And they kept saying, we're going to use pandemic flu, economic crises to bring in the North American Union, but this is secret from the public. We've got to keep this secret from the public. And they went over how the World Health Organization under this treaty agreement with Mexico and Canada would be in charge. Now we see that in the news. Mainstream news is now reporting what we reported and what Dr. Corsi's reporting, that this is the great time for the New World Order and globalism because it is now out in the open. So to break this down and his overall take on this fear-mongering distraction that's been used to get all the other real news out of the headlines is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Best-selling author and writes for WorldNet Daily. Doc, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, let's go back to that article you wrote in 2007, which is almost like prophecy with what actually happened.
Well, in 2007, there was the Security and Prosperity Partnership up in Montebello in Quebec, Canada. I was there. And what came out of that agreement was a new agreement that was signed by Canada, the United States, and Mexico, which was a North American plan for avian flu and pandemic influenza. And what the document agreed to was that if there was going to be an outbreak of avian flu or any pandemic influenza in North America, we, the United States, and the Canada and Mexico would handle that outbreak under the United Nations law. And I documented that there is, in fact, the United Nations has a coordinator, a UN system influenza coordinator, who's Dr. David Nabarro. I believe he still is senior policy advisor to the UN Director General. And the United States has been moving in this direction for some time. In 2005, President Bush had announced a new international partnership on avian and pandemic influenza. It was at a high level plenary meeting of the UN General Assembly in New York on September 14, 2005. So it's quite clear that North America has a plan for handling these health emergencies, and the plan is to go under the Blue Helmet Rule. And what it means, essentially, Alex, kind of breaking it down, is that the United States is no longer sovereign over health emergency situations. That's the bottom line. Are you there, Alex?
Yes. I know it's rare for me to actually shut up and listen to you. I'm just listening to you go over it.
Yeah,
please continue.
And in fact, the agreement is still on the SPP website. If you take a look at the SPP, www.spp.gov, and you search for the Montebello Conference, until very recently, and I think it's still there today, you can read the agreement that was signed. So, I mean, it's clear that this is an international agreement, and that President Bush has made U.S. management of a true pandemic situation subservient to international law.
Now, I want to expand on that because, I mean, it's one thing to read you writing about this a couple of years ago from the documents. You know, you and I and others have researched it. We know it's true. It's another thing to see Reuters, you know, with UN in control of global pandemic, UN telling Mexico, U.S., Canada, Europe, China what to do. This is more just acclamation, and that's part one I want you to comment on. Then part two, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, all, yes, martial law is a good thing. Forced inoculation is a good thing. We may lock down U.S. cities, but we're going to leave the borders open. How ridiculous is that?
Well, as I pointed out, by the way, it is on the SPP.gov website. I just found it under the Montebello Conference. So far, this whole swine flu outbreak has turned out to be completely a minor event. And there's very few cases of it. The cases that are found in the United States are not lethal. They're able to be handled by various kinds of antibiotics that we have on the shelf. The cases that are in Mexico are occurring because Mexico is largely a third world country, and there aren't even good sanitary conditions in much of Mexico. So Mexico is going to be more prone to having an outbreak like this, be a little bit more virulent. But even in Mexico, there aren't very many cases. So far, I'm categorizing this as just a scare. It's an hysteria. Now, what it does reflect, Alex, is when you look at it, look at the amount of media attention, the going to, one of the top levels for the World Health Organization to declare that this is a pandemic. All the quarantining that's going on in Mexico, the preparations are clearly in place for the governments in North America to use a pandemic fear, saying, oh, it's 1918 again. There's going to be 30 million people that die worldwide, like happened at the end of World War II with the flu that spread across the world at that time. World War I, 1918. But there's no evidence whatsoever that this current outbreak is any more than hysteria.
And well, Doc, I didn't know what your view on this would be, but it's identical to mine.
Yeah.
Day one, I said this is a hoax, this is a fraud, but they're using this as a beta test to prepare for martial law. And then they basically come out and said that we know a mega flu is coming in the next 6 months or so, the head of Homeland Security said, and others. And this was a good drill for us. And, we are going to have to forcibly inoculate you and lock down cities. This is perfect to have this while society collapsed, while the offshore banks, now Bloomberg reports, have stolen 14 plus trillion. It's now over 12 trillion. Last time it was 12 trillion. Every few months we learn the next, horrible number, over a trillion a month. The last 6 months since the banker takeover, it's now 14 plus trillion in what they've committed to or spent. And this is a perfect cover. Now, every time a nation rebels or resists, we got to lock everything down. A flu popped up, whether it kills people or not. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, also, Alex, one of the other parts of this that is important to note on is that it's been accepted in the mainstream media that all of this is just normal. In other words, the possibility of government coming in and shutting down schools, of issuing quarantines, even possibly martial law or sequestering people who show up as being somehow or other showing symptoms of this disease.
No, they've been setting
all
up the tent cities. They've been setting it exactly and acting it's a dry run. Do you think this is a dry run?
It certainly has the characteristics of being a dry run because, this much hysteria. I know it's an hysteria at this point because the cases aren't developing. We've had everybody scared. And, including my own family frightened to death that this is going to be something that, we need to take exceptional measures over. And truthfully, there's been one death in the United States from this entire outbreak.
And that was somebody from Mexico City.
From Mexico City. We've got 300 million people now in the United States, and we have one death of someone who came from Mexico City. And yet we have nightly news reporting and the White House coming out with special announcements. We have the military involved. Alex, have done a series of reports on U.S. NORTHCOM. And U.S. NORTHCOM, which is a combatant military command that is tasked with handling U.S. emergency situations. And U.S. NORTHCOM has drilled and done exercises on pandemic influenza outbreaks. So the preparation is all there.
Yeah, stay there. Recap that when we come back. I mean, you wrote the book on this 2 years ago, and now it's happening. And then I said last Saturday, now 8 days ago, I said, watch. They're going to say, this thing's going to mutate. It's in the fall. We may need martial law. And that's now what they're saying. And these guys are so predictable. Dr. Corsi, stay with us.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Body union, that big businessman, and they're going out like that dinosaur. Body used to grow food in Kansas, then it went abroad on the moon and eat raw.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are under United Nations control via treaty during biological releases. And the executive is over the Congress under PD 51, something Dr. Corsi's also reported on in depth, something we cover in my films, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and others. Now, Dr. Corsi, you were getting into the fact that NORTHCOM's role, and they've signed deals with the Canadians and the Mexicans to jointly use each other's troops, during these pandemics, and you have the SPP and Pastor, as you talked about on Lou Dobbs, saying we're going to use crises, never waste a crisis, to bring this thing in. And you saw their response. They said, as a continent, we've got to respond to this, from Alaska to southern Mexico, the border of Guatemala. We're going to lock down U.S. cities, maybe, and Mexican cities, but not the borders. How ridiculous is that?
Well, and I think this is, I think it again proves the point, Alex, and that is that the Security and Prosperity Partnership is designed as a, not just an economic, to advance the economic agreement that was NAFTA into a political agreement. And the political agreement advances international law so that, of course, they don't, the, you know, under SPP, the border is going to be kept open because that's a primary agreement of the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. And then when you've got this avian flu and pandemic influenza SPP agreement, it puts everything under the United Nations. The North American plan is under United Nations and World Health Organization guidelines. And that's just clear. The standards and guidelines of the World Health Organization and the rules of the world, you know, are the rules that in North America would apply to the management of any health pandemic or health crisis. And the U.S. military, which has agreements with the Canadian military, is ready to act in a capacity if there should be an emergency situation. Remember, Alex, I also reported that under these Homeland Security and National Security directives that were issued by President Bush, I believe in 2007, because I'd have to go and get the exact numbers, but Homeland Security Directive 51, and I can look those up here in a minute.
Warner Defense Authorization Act.
That all of these, well, these two specific directives that I wrote about give the president the opportunity to declare an emergency, including a health emergency, under the president's own authority without necessarily getting concurrence from Congress.
No, in fact, Congress isn't allowed to see those agreements, and that's why they're angry and upset.
Agreements have gone through Congress, including the SPP document that agreed that there was a North American plan for avian and pandemic influenza. That did not go to Congress to get approved, nor did these two presidential directives that were signed by President Bush go to Congress to get approved. So the president could declare a health emergency, could say the World Trade Organization rules apply, and the blue helmets are available if needed, and tasked through the Department of Defense, the U.S. NORTHCOM, to utilize military in situations that could be quarantine or martial law or whatever was else required for the health emergency.
And Dr. Corsi, they've been saying this on the news, talking about foreign assets, NORTHCOM, forced inoculations, lockdowns of cities. But, oh, no, we'll never lock down the border. I'm not even saying lock it down for this. The point is they just say that is absolutely sacrosanct. You don't touch that. That's a taboo. But if you want to lock down U.S. cities, that's wonderful. And clearly the U.N. said greatest threat ever facing humanity in 90 years, could kill millions, could kill billions. Absolute fear-mongering. So my family took it serious, too. You said your family. People are like, you know, my wife's like, let's do something. Let's be safe. And I said, okay, we'll play it safe. Because even though the government does cry wolf, you still have to take it serious when they say this could be the worst thing, you know, since Adolf Hitler, basically. But clearly, they're now admitting this is a psyop to beta test martial law, which they need to psyop test because clearly we're going into this worldwide economic collapse.
Well, here's the evidence that I know is the case. Okay, so first of all, now we're having the government coming out and saying Mexico has announced that the H1N1 flu epidemic, they won't call it swine flu anymore. Mexico says it's past its peak. The U.S. government, the World Health Organization, however, says we shouldn't lower our guard. Okay, yet at the same time, it appears to be no more severe than the normal flu. In fact, the normal flu, I bet if you have the statistics, kill more people in an average flu season than this N1H1 virus is going to kill altogether worldwide.
Stay there. No, it does. We have 36,000 die a year. Some say it's really 15, but the government CDC says 36,000. More than that die in Mexico. Quarter of a million die worldwide on average each year from flu. And we've had less than 50 people die from this thing worldwide. And a couple thousand sick. So clearly, this is the model of global tyranny they're going to use. Stay there, Dr. Corsi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi, we carry his book that's since been updated, The Late Great USA. It's great to give to friends and family that don't know about the North American Union, the globalist takeover. You know, Dr. Corsi, you write, I write about PDD 51, how they'll use flu pandemics to set up the North American Union and expand police state. They're openly saying forced inoculation, roundups, arrest troops. The Kentucky Derby has regular army arresting fans that jumped on the track after the horse won Saturday. That's in the news. The troops are on the streets. Northcom, 20,000 troops, Homeland Brigade. All of this stuff that I particularly talked about 10, 12, 13 years ago is now openly out there. And people then still email me saying, don't fearmonger about the troops. You know, this is completely normal to have troops running around. Then 3 weeks ago, you may not know about this, Tennessee governor found out because of this show about military checkpoints they were running in the newspapers. And the military, when the governor said, don't do it, the military said, we don't care. We're going to go ahead and do it. And they did it, Dr. Corsi. I mean, this is getting to be out of control.
Yeah, two directives that I wrote about, and I wrote about these in May 2007. They were the National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, which established under this new Office of National Continuity Coordinator, continuity of government theme, that the president could declare an emergency, a catastrophic emergency, and assume control of the operation of all levels of government, federal, state, local, territorial, and tribal, as well as private sector organizations that would need to continue functioning under the president's directives in the event of a national emergency without going to Congress. So those are there. Those remain powers now that President Obama could exercise. And again, there was no congressional vote approving or affirming these presidential directives. They were done strictly on the signature of President Bush. I also like to remind everyone, if you do a very careful analysis, there's a lot of these issues where President Obama is identical to President Bush. The grabbing of power, the willingness to have this North American Union, I've cautioned people that President Obama would break his campaign promises to renegotiate NAFTA. Those were just campaign promises that were issued when President, then candidate Obama, was campaigning in states like Michigan and Ohio, where he wanted the votes of people who had lost their jobs to outsourcing to foreign governments, to foreign countries rather, under NAFTA and our World Trade Organization, other international free trade agreements. So now Austin Goolsbee, you remember the candidate Obama was advised by this professor, Austin Goolsbee, who was fired by the campaign when he was discovered to have gone to Canada and said, wink, wink, don't worry, when candidate Obama becomes President Obama, he will not renegotiate NAFTA. Well, Austin Goolsbee is now rehired, and he's working with the Council of Economic Advisors within the White House. So this has all been a wink, wink game, and everything that President Bush did or more to create open borders, integrate North America, as I said, in Lake Great USA, is going to be done by President Obama, including reintroducing comprehensive immigration reform, which was, again, President Bush's push. So I see no difference whatsoever between President Bush and President Obama on North American integration. They're both globalists, and they're both on the agenda to create a North American Union from all the evidence I can see.
Absolutely. They are doing this incrementally. They are boiling us like a frog in a bucket of water. For those that don't know, it's true. I've talked to folks who eat frogs in Louisiana, Mississippi, and that's where these stories come from. You put a frog in cold water and slowly turn it up, he will sit there like it's a hot tub until it's boiling and die without jumping out. But you throw a frog into boiling water, he'll jump right out. And it's this incrementalism. People are like, where's the martial law, Alex? Where's the police state? Where's the North American Union? Where is it? I'm like, do you see the troops with sidearms arresting people at the Kentucky Derby, regular army? Do you see the Super Bowl with troops? Do you see troops at the shooting in Alabama? Do you see troops at DWI checkpoints now? Do you see them with the jaws of life at car wrecks, all for PR? Do you see them using the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases and violating due process everywhere? Do you see Obama saying he's going to sign a treaty and try to push it through Congress to literally ban guns, in the words of CNN? I read the thing and hadn't gotten that bad of an interpretation, though it does devastate the Second Amendment. All of this is going on.
What this does, I mean, this whole hoax, and this I think is clearly a hoax, this swine flu or N1H1 virus, what it does is it prepares people for being so scared that they are ready to accept military involvement, the UN's involvement, the World Health Organization's involvement is not questioned, and military involvement if the president declares it. Now, the fact that this is a hoax, you've got now the World Health Organization scrambling. They're now, which I see absolutely no basis here in the science or the history of viruses, they're now trying to argue that, going from person to pig, can it jump back? That's a story that's being reported right now by the Associated Press.
They're also saying it may mutate with other viruses or mutate on its own and become hyper-deadly for the fall and winter, so you better take the vaccine they're going to have ready for that.
And also, the you know, if you take a look at the history of what's been done under the Security and Prosperity Partnership and all the preparedness for the last 10 years, it's all been on avian flu. The swine flu issue has not been considered to be a major threat. Now, they've revived swine flu. That's now in the public mind. And they're trying to get these viruses just to have numbers, not names. And it seems to me the next argument is going to be that they can go between birds, they can go between pigs, they can go between humans. And it's all largely a scare. We have not had, since 1918, at the end of World War I, a pandemic that has caused millions of deaths around the world. But yet, this preparedness for it seems to me all out of proportion to any reality of a health emergency that has ever occurred.
Yeah, it's clearly, in fact, they're even admitting that between the lines. They're saying, well, even though this may not be that bad, it's still a good drill because a newer, deadlier one will come. I mean, Napolitano said that last Sunday. She said that 7-8 days ago.
Well, the other two things that make absolutely no sense, Alex, are that if this were truly a health emergency and the focus were to protect U.S. citizens, the first thing you would do is close the border with Mexico. That'd be absolutely the first thing you'd have to do to make sure that it was contained. China has virtually done that. China's restricting flights to Mexico. China is evidently rounding up Mexicans and putting them in quarantine in China, people who have traveled from Mexico. But we're not doing it in the United States. So it's clearly, in the United States, not considered to be something that is of U.S. national security is not the first priority in our response.
You just
stop.
I mean, start over. You just hit the zeitgeist, Dr. Corsi, and that's the point I've been hammering. But I mean, say it in your own words and break down the different facets from your perspective. Again, I'm going to say this slowly. They said day one over a week ago, they said it's already spread everywhere, so there's no reason to lock down the border, even though the supposed main vector of something threatening the entire future of society was about to come up here. Now their argument was it's already spread outside the country, so it doesn't matter. But any new cases out of Mexico, if it was so deadly, would continue to cause entirely new spreads of it. So
that's right.
So day one, they said it's already spread, forget it, border stays wide open, planes stay in the air from Mexico, the main vector. But we may have to lock down U.S. cities, and they did lock down some houses and homes and hotels and things and airplanes. We may and grabbed reporters and wouldn't test them for it, but held them for a week. So think about this. They fear-mongered and hyped like it was the end of the world, the movie 28 Days Later, but then at the same time, in their actions here in the United States, it was like it was no big deal. So just amazing. Now, I mean, flesh that out.
Well, clearly, if additional people were coming from Mexico with contamination that could be spread to others, which is the key component of how this virus is supposed to spread, person to person, well, then you would want to block the border and keep infected people from coming across. If national security of the United States were, and health security were the primary objective, it's not. Because by keeping the border open accepts the risk that others infected in Mexico will come into the United States, even as illegal immigrants, and spread the disease. So clearly it's a lie that national security or health security of the United States is the number one objective of the U.S. government in responding to the health emergency. We're responding on a continental basis in which we keep the border open. Secondly, I'd like to have an estimate, Alex, of the economic damage done by this hoax. In other words, how many conventions were canceled? How many trips were canceled? What's the damage in terms of not only the vacation industry and the travel industry, but what's the damage overall to international business? Mexico has just about been shut down. Now, I'm anticipating that the very next thing we're going to see is that we need economic aid to Mexico. Suddenly, Mexico is going to become our responsibility to have some kind of repayment to Mexico.
Already happened. Already happened. They're saying $47 billion IMF SDRs, the first money out of the new global currency. Again, for those that don't know, you won't see these SDRs, floating around at McDonald's or at your bank. These are interbank lending, governmental lending. 47 billion SDRs already being drawn on by Mexico and talk of the United States and Europe paying for those because of the crisis.
Well, there you go. See, this also, the International Monetary Fund with these SDRs, I've been reporting on that extensively. It's also going to be very expensive, but I've been reporting on it because this is the new international currency that China wants to replace the dollar as a standard of foreign exchange reserves. Now, they can be, if the SDRs can be used in Mexico to handle the economic damage done by the swine flu, and there's no, that wasn't what China was proposing. But I see here even Bloomberg is reporting and has been reporting since April 28th that Mexico will draw $47 billion line of credit from the IMF on these SDRs to handle the swine flu. So there you are. I mean, this is the, you know, there's an economic agenda here which advances the use of the International Monetary Fund as being a alternative to the World Bank for creating a new world currency. So there's a lot of agendas here. The what's clear is if you look at just the number of illnesses and fatalities, they are so minimal that the cost should be going back on the Obama administration for having scared everyone. And the fact that that's not happening just shows how convincingly this agenda of fear can be put forward even when there's no reaction, there's no disease. There's like a less than a normal flu. It's inconsequential.
So from the globalist perspective, Dr. Corsi, we have passed the test. The fear-mongering from something that killed thousands of times less what a regular run-of-the-mill flu does. Literally, we're talking conservatively 250,000 people die a year, according to the World Health Organization globally, sometimes as much as 500,000. Now, if you go back to the old pandemics, 40 million in 1 year with the swine flu. But in a normal year, 250,000 people die from the regular flu. This thing has killed literally 1/1,000th of a regular year, probably. And meanwhile, they acted like it was the end of the world. We got to have global government, forced inoculations, lock down U.S. cities. But the borders stay wide open. None of this makes any sense. So I guess we've passed the test, according to the globalist. We are ready to really give up all of our liberty. If we'll give up all of our liberty for a fake flu, imagine if somebody in government inside the New World Order releases something real, Dr. Corsi.
Well, the next time this happens, it's going to have to be, public is just not going to react immediately to these kind of warnings. Although these warnings are put out in a way that is very frightening. They're very frightening, and they're, and people immediately become, you know, they flash to plague ideas or the 1918 flu influenza. We have not had a pandemic since 1918. Even the SARS outbreak out of China was minor in terms of the world population or in terms of the number of people who were sick. This is not 1918. People are much more effectively inoculated. They're much more effectively exposed to flus. And I have believed from the beginning and suspected from the beginning that these avian and swine and other flus are largely a scare and a hoax, which has no basis in medical reality. I don't see any basis for it.
Except to sell vaccines and antivirals. And,
oh, and also to get new power grabs that the governments can do on a transnational, international basis where the World Health Organization is more credible now than the UN because they're somehow or other the authorities. I don't see that the UN is going to protect Americans, not when the border's wide open and it's clear that the disease is, you know, the hypothesis is the disease comes from Mexico and it's transmitted person to person, and yet the border is kept wide open. It makes absolutely no sense at all.
Well, Doc, let's expand on it.
There's got to be another explanation, Alex.
Absolutely. Well, Doc, I mean, take the UN. You know how it works. For those that don't know how it works, the UN has its General Assembly that really doesn't have the power. And then you have the G8 within it that really do have the power. But then different subunits of the UN structure the World Health Organization is quasi-private, and if you go research it, most of its funding is Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation. They're eugenicists. They're globalists. They're population reductionists, climate change pushers of this new religion, and they brag it's a new religion. They say the public needs one. So when you look at the WHO now being the central commander, this is really the private foundations and the NGOs, private corporations, using the UN as their mechanism.
Well, there's no doubt that the UN is right at the center of this, and it's a power grab on behalf of the UN. The UN is probably the last organization in the world I'd want to be involved if there really were a worldwide health epidemic, because the UN would not necessarily make any decisions that would be in favor of protecting health of Americans. The perspective of the UN is worldwide, and it has its own agenda, which is to grab power.
Absolutely.
I don't see that the UN has ever made decisions within these various organizations where the primary interest is U.S. national security or U.S. economic or health security.
All right, Doc, stay there. Final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi, writes for WorldNetDaily.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Corsi, a hot button issue with you because you've been attacked national media just for by President Obama, just for even coming on this wicked radio show and talking about the facts that sometimes governments do stage events or allow events to take place, like the Gulf of Tonkin and things. We've now had a bunch of mainstream talk show hosts, including Michael Savage, We've had Alan Keyes come out, and we can play the clip, saying they're concerned Obama will stage a terror attack or some type of other disaster. Ron Paul has said that here on the show. In case you haven't heard Michael Savage, let me just play a clip of this right now. Here's Michael Savage about a month ago.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. Nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seen...
All right, let's stop right there. I mean, if you look at the military buildup, the police state, all of this, I mean, the federal reports that came out, Dr. Corsi, saying the number one threat are veterans and gun owners that were terrorists, and the whole Homeland Security system was built for American patriots. What do you think about what Savage and others are saying?
Well, it's a very frightening scenario, and what I know is that the military apparatus, the emergency powers of the presidency through these Homeland Security and National Security directives that President Bush put in place, now all available to President Obama, give an unprecedented level of authority for the U.S. military to be involved in domestic emergencies. And what this recent swine flu, I think hysteria, proves is that the American people will accept any level of government control and military involvement if the people are scared into thinking there's a health threat of a major proportion. Now, that we could get this far, this much news, this much attention, this much shutdown of society, when there's been no illness at all, indicates to me that this has been a politically contrived hysteria, that there's no basis for it in the medical reality.
But...
And yet very few people are holding the Obama administration to task for saying why all the alarmism, when in fact the reality was that this disease was inconsequential.
Also, doctor, there's a lot of blaming the American people that got upset and scared instead of the administration and the World Health Organization. You don't blame the people when you yell fire in a theater and they get up and start running out. You blame the guy that yelled fire, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And the hysteria that was created, President Obama coming on television repeatedly discussing this in nationally televised press conferences, making an issue with Janet Napolitano coming out with repeated press conferences, nationally televised. I mean, there has to be a basis of thousands of people sick and dying before any of this hysteria is in any way proportionate to the government's out-of-control response. And the government needs to be held accountable for this. And the government says, oh, well, we need to press the alarm button. No, just pressing the alarm button to show that it can produce a compliant population ready to submit to government and military authority is not justification enough for scaring this many people, scaring the entire population of the United States, and demonstrating that no one would object even when the border was kept wide open, which makes no sense whatsoever. So, you know, if the powers that be want to see that the American people are already conditioned to accept martial law and continental or international control of a health emergency, this scare over swine flu proves the case.
Absolutely. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for joining us. Got a new book coming out soon. Look forward to having you on about that, sir.
The America for Sale. It will be out in October.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Corsi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.